Welcome back, guys. Ron Ray here again from Mother and Refuge. Today I want to have a read of this article, Why We Cannot Take the Chip. This is a compilation from Countdown to the Kingdom of a few messages from heaven, allegedly to Luz de Maria. And she has been on this topic for a while. And I thought it would be important for us to discuss it because it is currently a topic that has been censored, funnily enough. So there is a push to censor disinformation about the chip. And when that happens, it's usually a sign that something strange is happening. Could also be a sign that there are a lot of truths involved. So here are some of Luz de Maria's messages that she's received over the last few years related to the chip. I'm going to read this full message. People of my son remain inert, refusing to recognize the times in which they live. And the enemy of the soul, with his trickery, is taking over humanity every moment. Technological inventions are praised by the vast majority of humanity without due knowledge. This brings man closer to acquiescing without regard to what the technology novelty is. Thus, humanity will welcome the use of the microchip with great confidence. This ingenious and minuscule device being the greatest controller that has ever existed. Through the microchip, man's own thoughts will be abolished and the freedom that my son has given to man will be definitely seized. The microchip is a significant sign before the public appearance of the Antichrist. Parents, you are dominated by the technology of the demon. Each novelty that you place in the hands of your children is a planned tactic so that your children implement the microchip, become part of the worshippers of the Antichrist. Your children will become blank creatures, products of technology, created to dominate man. Wow. Unbelievable. Very powerful message. And here we have one from our Lord. I'll just read this one. And I'll add the link to this article in the description so you can go through and read it yourself. This was in 2016. Do not allow them to seal you. Do not, under any circumstances, allow them to seal you with the microchip. It will take care of my people. I will take care of my people. I will take care of my faithful. Just as I feed the birds of the field, so will I take care of my faithful. So, is this conspiracy theory or is it conspiracy fact? So a lot will say that obviously this is a conspiracy theory, but we see that the technology is in use already. It's been used different countries, I guess, in a trial phase at the moment. We see the push happening everywhere now for these central bank digital currencies. And this is a really interesting website called the Atlantic Council Digital Currency Tracker. So what exactly is a central bank digital currency? A CBDC is virtual money backed and issued by a central bank. As cryptocurrencies and stable coins have become more popular, the world's central banks have realized that they need to provide an alternative or let the future of money pass them by. And here we can see a really interesting map on how this rollout of digital currency is taking place throughout the world. The purple, 11 have already been launched countries. Digital currencies, 15 pilot, 26 in development, 46 research, 10 are inactive, 2 have been cancelled. So we can see it's a worldwide movement. Here we go, and it's in the process of becoming the next accepted form of currency. So whether we like it or not, there is a push by governments for digital IDs, digital currencies. So the conspiracy theory is, or the so-called conspiracy theory, is that somehow these digital currencies will be connected to the microchip, as if you have a bank card chip embedded within you. So something that we need to be aware of. We don't know exactly how the book of Revelations will eventually pan out, but we need to be aware of these things, and we need to pray for discernment. We need to listen to these prophecies, such as Luz de Maria's prophecies, obviously with caution, because they're not fully approved, but at the same time we are very silly and very unwise just to ignore them under the guise that they are possibly incorrect or false seers, where all the facts and evidence points to that they are not false seers, seeing that they have the approval, at least on the local level. So here we go, brothers and sisters, the digital world, digital currency, digital IDs, and the microchip, which fits them all in. What are your thoughts? Comment below. God bless. Till next time, Ron Ray.